Reflection is about situating the self on an unfolding continuum of all that has come before us, has shaped us, and all that we shape and will shape. And I wanted to represent this visually through the passageways that are in the background, and also emanating from the heart centers of the figures. And these figures are Portia and myself. Another critical piece of this process of reflection, for me at least, was to offer the viewer a representation of our own process, both our collaborative and very personal process, in uncovering this pattern, this cycle of reflection, abyss, vision, legacy. And because reflection is the entry point, for me at least, in understanding this cycle and its iterative process, I felt like it was important to model for the viewer how Portia and I were on this journey together. And so these passageways, as you can see in the early stages of the painting, are coming forth both as the backdrop, and they are actually a visual reference to some architecture at Caltech, which is located in Pasadena, California, where Octavia Butler was raised, and also where the Huntington Library, where her archives are housed, is located. And it felt important to offer elements of the landscape that shaped Octavia Butler in the painting. And interestingly, as the painting further emerged and the passageways became more solid, I also began to realize that they also referenced the Door of No Return, in which is a reference to the movement, the passage, or the entryway of enslaved Africans being taken on to the ships of the Middle Passage and brought to the Americas from the dungeons where they had been captured in West Africa. And so this is also a passageway connected to both mine and Portia's ancestors, and represents, you know, tremendous suffering, injustice, and also tremendous resilience, in that our ancestors, despite many odds, dreamed this up, and we are here, a representation of their power and resilience. And so the succulents that are also emanating from our heart centers and these passageways is a reflection of that, thinking about the possibilities that we have of folks of African descent, also considering Octavia Butler too, whose ancestors moved through those passageways, and how we can shape what's to come, as well as celebrate the power and resilience that existed before us, and really inviting the viewer to consider their own relationship to both suffering and resilience and strength that has shaped them, and that they can shape as well.